how much more we can add to what's already been said. I mean, it's pretty powerful for us. I mean, we're here to play music, but we're here to use the music as a catalyst for change, a tool for change, cultural exchange. We visited the Mohawk community, Akwesasne, last night and had cultural exchange and discussion of, Amy and I learned so much just by visiting and speaking with Gudgee last night and meeting the family members there and seeing the beauty of that area naturally. And just when you put yourself in the places where these things are happening, it's further inspiration to try to make change. And I think that Amy and I are here to learn. We're here. We've brought other people with us like Gudgee and Winona who can help us learn and can teach all of y'all. We have the political action cards. We're going to have a slideshow. Winona's going to speak at every concert. We're going to be visiting other Native reservations on the tour. So there's going to be the joy of the music, but there's going to also be the shared sense of responsibility and community. And basically, we're just trying to get people who don't look at life this way to think in terms of future generation, not just short-term profits, but it's more important for a company to spend $15 million and lose that money in profits. It's like when you think about the justice that will come about from making small changes like that, it's the only way for companies to operate, and it's the right thing to do. And that's why we're here, and that's why we want people to come out to the shows, and that's why we want y'all to write about it in the newspapers and show it on TV. And I can't think of anything else. It's already been said as far as what these women have taught us today.